Okay, we've exported our clip out of Final Cut Pro for DVD Studio Pro. Let's hold down the Apple key and press Tab, and let's tab over to DVD Studio Pro. I launched it earlier. So now we're inside of DVD Studio Pro. Before we can get started with DVD Studio Pro, we actually need to set up DVD Studio Pro. The first thing that I want you to do is click on Window, and I want you to go to Configurations, and I want you to choose Advanced. It's actually easier, trust me. The next thing that we need to do is set up our preferences. Let's click on the name DVD Studio Pro, and let's choose Preferences. It's going to open up the Preferences window. We want to click on Encoding, and we're actually going to do a standard definition DVD, so we want to make sure that we have the MPEG-2 SD tab selected. I'm going to leave my aspect ratio at 4:3. I'm going to leave the drop frame box checked because I shot this on mini DV and used drop frame timecode. If you're unsure, leave field order on auto. Now down here's the really important stuff. Under mode, here's how this stuff works. Where it says two pass, VBR, or variable bitrate, this is actually better quality video. One pass would be lower quality video. Here's how it works. When it says two pass video, it analyzes the video clip twice to figure out the information that it can throw away and the more important stuff that it needs to keep to make your picture look better. But it does take a lot longer than, say, one pass. So if you're in a hurry to make a DVD, choose one pass encoding, but it's not going to be that great picture. It's not going to be that great of a picture. So we want to go with two pass. And then down here where it says bitrate, this is where we need to ask ourselves how long our DVD is going to be. For example, if you're going to do a 2-hour DVD, you're going to have to lower your bitrate almost maybe between 3 and 5 megabits. So ours is only 5 minutes long, so we can actually leave the quality much higher. Now, I don't recommend setting your max bitrate above 8 megabits. Some older laptops that were the first ones to have DVD players cannot play a DVD where the bitrate's too high. If you're making something for a corporation and you know they have older laptops, you might want to set your max bitrate, say, to about 6.5. Okay? And we'll set the average bitrate to 5.5. Our motion estimation should be left on best. Now, down here where it says method, we have background encoding and we have encode on build. If you have a fast machine like a G5 or the new Intel Mac, leave it on background encoding. If you're using an older machine like a single processor G4, you may want to do encode on build. What's the difference? Well, while you're designing your DVD, it will render your QuickTime to MPEG-2 in the background. If you have a slower machine, if you try to drag and design buttons, it may take a little longer to react. If this happens, you want to choose encode on build. So what this means is you'll design your DVD, and then when you go to actually burn your DVD, that's when it renders your stuff to MPEG-2. So it takes a lot longer to actually make a DVD. We're going to leave ours on background encoding. All right, our settings are good for now. The next thing that we need to talk about is destinations. I'm going to click on destinations. This is actually where we're going to render our clips to MPEG-2. So I'm going to go to the FireWire hard drive that I'm working on. I'm going to go to my folder where I have my film, and I want to choose the folder once again for my DVD. I'm going to click on Choose. So this is where it's actually going to render my files to MPEG-2, and it's going to place them in that folder. All right, I'm ready to click OK on my preferences. Now I can come down here to Assets, and I can click on Import, and I'm going to go to my FireWire hard drive, and let's go to our folder. And here is our clip. It says Movie Edit. And notice it's only 476 megabytes because it's a reference file. Let's go ahead and click on Import, and now we've imported the file in. Notice how it splits our file into two clips. We have the video clip, and then we have the audio clip. It does this just in case you may want to use a different language. If we scoot over here a little bit where it says Status, you can see the encoding progress of the clip. If you don't have Status, right-click right here and choose Status. So notice the green ball that's there. That means this clip is ready to be burned if your DVD is finished being designed. Now you can see the encoding of the video is going to take a lot longer than it did of the audio. So there's the progress. If we zoom in and take a closer look at that, you can see that progress bar. It's going to take a while because we chose the two-pass variable bitrate. All right, so I'll come back and talk to you when our clips are finished encoding.